When moderator Tom Kasich of the News Gazette raised the issue of rising college tuition, several Democratic candidates sharing a table at the U of I campus forum said the answer was to make state college and university tuition free. That's what candidate Teo Hardeman called for. And to pay for that free tuition, Hardeman says he wants to move from a flat state income tax to a graduated one, and also to put a tax on financial transactions, like the sale of stocks and commodities. Hardeman estimates those two changes could bring in $5 billion a year in additional state revenue.
So under Hardeman and Avery administration of 4 years, that's $20 billion of new revenue here for the state of Illinois. So we plan to use some of those funds to make college tuition free for college students. And I'm not just saying this because I'm running for governor. This is what we believe in. Made college tuition free up into the bachelor's degree level.
Hardeman was alone among the candidates in supporting a tax on financial transactions, a proposal currently languishing in the Illinois House. But State Senator Daniel Biss said that, like Hardeman, he also supported free tuition at state universities and community colleges. The suburban Chicago lawmaker said free college is as sensible as free public schools.
We made a decision 100 years ago as a society that you need an elementary and secondary education to be competitive, and so we made free access to universal public elementary and secondary education. Our economy has changed. It's time for our public services to change with it, and it's time for free college.
Bob Diber, the lone downstate candidate, wouldn't go that far. He called for raising state funding for state colleges and universities, but only back to 2012 levels. Diber also said state universities need to be at the front of the line when lawmakers are working out the state budget because they're both an educational service and an economic engine.
And it's got to be a priority because higher ed is an economic stimulus for the state in every university town. Students bring revenue to the state as we attract them, and they also provide revenue when they're graduates.
But moderator Tom Kasich had a follow-up question. If higher education should be a top priority for state funding, do other state programs have to make do with less? Former University of Illinois Board President Chris Kennedy rejected the premise. Putting down his unreliable wireless microphone, Kennedy got up from the candidates' table and told the crowd that a graduated income tax would not only pay for free state college tuition, but could raise money to help all state programs.
You can't say to the state of Illinois, the people of Illinois, that you have a choice between affordable higher education and all other services. That's not true. What you have a choice between is a state with a great future that's funded by a progressive graduated income tax, or a state that stalls out.
The candidates also answered questions about promoting job growth, helping downstate communities, what to do about state pensions, and gun violence. The Illini Democrats, which put on the event, said it was the only gubernatorial candidates forum organized by students this campaign season. They estimated attendance at up to 200, with a few more following live on Facebook. I'm Jim Meadows.